The concert in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. was called Bridging Musical Worlds. It brought together members of the Charlotte Symphony with local jazz group A Sign of the Times. Meg Whalen helped start the first concert 4 years ago while working with the Charlotte Symphony.
The initial mission was to demonstrate that there's not such a wide gulf between the kind of music that is played by an ensemble like the Charlotte Symphony and the kind of music that is played by a jazz ensemble like the Sign of the Times, and to demonstrate that those two kinds of music really have a lot in common, and so do the people who listen to them.
Each group started out with a standard repertoire, Mozart and Beethoven on the classic side, a rendition of Billie Holiday's Strange Fruit on the jazz side. And towards the end of the night, the traditions came together in honor of King's teachings. Tommy Green is a drummer with A Sign of the Times.
It's not like a jam, but it's listening to one another. We listen, and when we listen, we can make beautiful music together. Play off each other, what each other's do. And not overplay and not underplay, but just be right there, you know.
Symphony musicians took style tips from the jazz artists and even finished the night with some uncharacteristic improvisation. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte.